You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, and for Jody Camarillo Hughes, Justin D'Orazio hanging out. And let's welcome in the man, the myth, the legend. Getting shouted out as Superman-like last segment, maybe a little too far. Our guy Ben Davis. Ben, brought to you by CJ Tire and Auto, 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com. Benji! Top of the morning to you.
And the rest of the day to you, lad.
There it is. Look at you. How you doing, buddy? You doing good?
I could not be better. Literally could not be better.
Wow. Is that because Duran Duran is playing right now? You know, Girls on Film, is we play that a lot on our show, and no one else ever plays Girls on Film. That is like a B-side from 1982 right there. Mm-hmm. Like, Duran Duran, like that was... Rio, and then the other side of
Rio,
the little...
yeah, is like the main one that I would think of.
Yeah. Yeah.
It does feel like the Duran Duran amount of Duran Duran played in this city amplified. It's
they're probably wondering why their hits on Spotify have gone through the roof in Philadelphia.
We're big in Philly, man. What's going on?
Planet Earth. This album I think was Planet Earth, and which is another good song that maybe we could hear later in the show. More Duran Duran is always better.
Are you making a request, John?
It's a lot of Duran Duran.
I would love to hear Planet Earth.
You want extra Duran Duran?
Well, we haven't heard the Planet Earth. We do hear this Duran Duran when we hear Duran Duran.
I can supply Duran Duran. I'll go for the deep cuts with Duran Duran.
I like Duran Duran deep cuts.
Let's
rein it in. I got you.
How about Seven and the Ragged Tiger Duran Duran?
We're not doing a whole show of Duran Duran deep cuts. I'm nixing this. All right, rein it in.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I was never a big Duran Duran.
I think they're fine. Honestly, I'm a big believer in letting the producer choose the song that they get to play.
Reflex.
Let's D'Orazio cook a little bit back there. You know? Give the kid a chance to produce. All right?
I'm a fan of Duran Duran.
If you're really not into them, you just call him Duran.
Yes. Yes, Ben, that's me.
Duran. Or if you're like me, call him Duran 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 Duran.
Okay, John. All right. Settle down, big boy.
Good morning. All right, Benji, the Phils. We've been talking a lot this morning of if this series, obviously combined with the Wheeler injury and the galvanizing force potential for the Phillies team, is this a turning point? Do you think that, obviously they're not going to score double digit runs and strike out double digit guys every game, but do you think that this is something where this team has taken this, you know, bad thing that has happened and they're using it as a galvanizing force, and that this version of the Phillies is more likely what we'll see moving forward?
Yeah, I think it's what this team can be, and it's what this team was built to be. Obviously, you're not going to get that. It's not going to be sustainable for the rest of the season and into the playoffs. However, this is, I think they're realizing, and I agree with John, I was listening on the way in. I think they're kind of realizing, like, this is, it can be fleeting. Like, being able to play at this level and being able to play in the big leagues in general can be fleeting. And these guys are really grabbing it and just saying, you know what? We might not have this for the rest of our lives. We have to go with it right now. And yeah, I do think there is something to be said for losing someone of Zach Wheeler's ilk. Yeah. And I mean, it can go a long way.
It can bring things into focus. Yeah, I think it's a great everyone. Way to put
it. Yeah.
Especially with that type of injury, because it's not just like, he had an arm injury. Like, I think it makes people step back look at life and think about
life.
Exactly. Yes. And I think that when you do that, Ben, to your point, you step back and like Bryce Harper steps back. It's like, I'm 32. How much longer am I going to get to do this? What could happen to me? What injuries could come my way that could slow me down? Like, this is a rare opportunity. We're 6.5 games up. The Phillies are 6.5 games up on the Mets today. They're 6.5 games up on the Mets. It's their largest
lost
lead they've had.
Lost to the Nationals.
Yeah, it's their largest lead they've had. Like, they are there. Like, they're almost definitely going to win this division. Like, they are in the playoffs. I mean, to your point, Ben, like, if this team can just turn it on for 2.5 months, they're going to be World Series champs.
Yes.
You know?
They could have, the way they played the last three games, they could have beaten the 27 Yankees.
Yeah, I mean,
seriously,
yeah,
they could.
I get your point. Yeah, I think they beat anyone in front of them.
Right.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though. Getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They ran the bases better than I've seen them do in the last 5 years.
Their outfield defense, Castellanos.
Yes. Has anyone ever seen a center fielder play a ball off that weird spot better than Bader?
Monty's play.
Bader was like, he's just in spot. It's like he's never been here. He's like, knows exactly where to go to play it off there.
Yeah,
like,
why did he know how to do it so perfectly?
And Acuña's like tracing it every time, running around the outfield or not running. Like, yeah. He was like right there. He knew exactly where the ball was going to go. It's been, you're right. Like, even Trey Turner, we've talked about on the show recently, but like, Trey Turner defensively has been, like, dare I say it, good? Like, I didn't even want to go average. Like, I feel like Trey has been good over the last couple months defensively. Yeah. So, it is fascinating to see this team coalescing at this time. And now we are still 6 weeks out from the playoffs. You know, they have to maintain this level of fire, of all that. But it's exciting to see. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Rich in Swedesboro. Hey, Rich.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hi, Rich.
You know, it's just, I'm in a really happy place as well, like Ben is, you know, but I'm 70 years old. I went through a lot of stuff from Franklin Field on to Connie. I even went to Connie Mack back in the day as a child. But anyhow, I go.
Rich, you don't sound 70.
No, you don't. Yeah, you got
to. That's amazing. Hey, that's a weird concept, like voice age or whatever. But
well, I'll never sound my age. You know?
I don't know.
I love that weird idea.
This like, how old are you by your voice idea? I never really thought about it that much. But you sound, I don't know, 50.
I was thinking like 52, but sure, yeah, 50.
I love life. I beat cancer, you know,
good for you. That's awesome.
So I'm in a good place, and I do enjoy life, and I enjoy people. And I've been in the, I was in there many times, when, you know, back in the day. You know, I brought Bison to Angelo and everybody and Rhea and put cologne up there a few times from a company I was dealing with. But anyway.
Bison is awesome meat. I'm a big fan.
Wild Fork.
I was importing it from Canada for quite a while, and it was like if you just didn't overcook it, you had a great protein meal with no fat. But anyway, wonderful. I'm done with that. But I'm up in North Jersey all the time. I'm in South Plainfield. I actually get near Giant Stadium occasionally. I used to go to Reds and get beat up, you know, with Eagles gear, you know, up there. But anyway, I just love where we are with the Eagles and the Phillies. And, you know, a quick story, if I may, I don't want to take too much time. I was up there actually Monday. I got pulled over by a Plainfield cop, and he comes over. He goes, "Sir, you know why I'm pulling you over?" I said, "Well, probably because I got all that Eagles go Eagles."
No way.
Yeah. And he looked at me, got this smirk. He goes, but he didn't give me a smirk.
That's
anyway.
Cool. So I like that. That's really funny.
It was all good.
I love that. Rich, you got an answer for us for a non-human character?
Well, I kind of do, but if I don't win, I'm going to call home. So, E.T.
Oh, big answer there. Yeah.
I love that answer.
That's a really big answer. I'm not even the biggest E.T. fan, but that is a big answer.
Because I didn't think I could vote against
There's a generation of people where E.T. is probably their single favorite non-human character.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That the emotion that I felt in the theater at that moment, you know the moment I'm talking about in E.T. Near the end.
Like when he comes back.
Where he's sick.
Yeah, right before, when he actually goes.
Where E.T., the picture in my mind is still.
When
E.T. looks sick, when E.T. is in that bed and almost passing away, I was devastated. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was
1982.
I was in second grade, and that was like the saddest I'd ever been in public. And now I'm trying.
Until you dropped your son off to college.
I know.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You're probably right.
You know, the phases of life. 215-592. Yeah, 94. Give us the best non-human character movies, TV, books, whatever. You can win the prize today. There are some massive, massive answers on the board. Really big answers.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Now Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.